a story that was going around recently, that happened recently it seems, of a woman who had a disformed tooth. And the tooth was really bothering her. It looked weird, felt weird. And she always wanted to get it taken out, but to get out a permanent tooth taken out, you have to have a new one implanted if you want it to look normal. And that cost a lot of money, and she didn't have enough money. So till she finally was able to save up money, and after a number of years, she went to the dentist to get her tooth removed and a new tooth put in. Bekitzer, the dentist takes a look and sees that it's not a deformed tooth. There's cement on her tooth that's left from the time that she had braces many years beforehand, before she was even married. And it was sticking out. So she thought it was the tooth which was sticking out. It was really cement which was sticking out. Kumtais, every single time that she was table, from the time she got married, 7 years, 10 years after she got married, Lachur, she was table with a Mieta Makbid. And Lachur, what does she do now? What's there to do? Is it chayt? Is it not chayt? Does she have to go back? She doesn't have to go back. What should we do? So just let's clarify. Bepash this all. A general haktama to the sif kuf tzadi ches is lechera. This whole sif. It's one of the longest simanim, 48 sifim. And if we were asked, many of the oilam asked this. If we were asked to write simin kuf tzadi ches, it would be one sif. If it's a miyat hamakbid, it's chaytit. Miyat shein hamakbid, it's not chaytit. You go figure out with miyat hamakbid, it's not hamakbid. What's the rest of the simon? But Pashas, the rest of the simon is telling me what the oilam is makbid on. Tit, if it's yovish, the oilam is makbid on it. How are you supposed to know? A case that happened recently is a woman came to the mikvah Friday night, and she had a little bit of nail polish. She put on nail polish herself, and it got on the sides of her nail, on the sides of her finger, next to the nail. So it was a little bit funny. A tiny little bit. She says, I'm not makbid. I can go, it's fine. You're not makbid. How about everybody else in the world? How are you supposed to know it's makbid? So you have to start pulling people off the street. Let's say you put on nail polish. Would you be makbid if you had on the sign? What are you going to do? You start pulling people? Comes on the machab and he tells us, these things, everybody's makbid on, and therefore they're chaytis. Memeila, a miyuta makbid is chaytis, and all these things, the chayro, are chatifas. Now, the halacha is the chatchila. One has to be. Now, you could be mitzadi. Oh, I'm sorry. That's where I came to the akdama from. Anything which is a mira makbid, which is chaytid, afilu lansa in baila, you have to go back. Mira makbid, midrabana is not considered a tefila, you have to go back. We don't find any clue that's going to get to that. It's only if it's not a mira shena makbid, or it's a chumrah of a kulu. Now, the halacha is that by beit hastarim, we find kulis. The halacha is if she didn't do a chafifa, she didn't do an iron, and afterwards she didn't find anything, even though the rest of the body it's ma'akev, she didn't do a chafifa, she didn't do an iron, by the basis of the term, it's not ma'akev. If she did find the chatzitz inside, but she was ready in this aska b'min acher, after she went to the tvila, then when it comes to, says the machaber, when it comes to basis of storm, you'll have to be mekel. The shach brings down the rekeach was machmir. Rekeach Eger is also mitzad to the chumro in such a case of the basis of storm, if you find the chatzitza. L'maisa, you found the chatzitza. However, the those that are mekel l'maisa, l'aloch l'maisa, that's more in kufta detes, we'll see. Now, what's the reason why? So, why is the basis of storm more of a tzad to be mekel? So, the shach brings down from the ravid that, because you don't need bias mayim, all you need is royal bias mayim. So what? That all you need is royal bias mayim? Sidur Torah says, the Ritva says in Kedushin, Daf Kafei, that royal bias mayim is only dinner abundance, not dinner aisam. Taisa's grad holds not the way you have to say, but since it's only Chachom, he gives a different svar. Now, if we're going to go like that Ritva, that it's only dinner abundance, so maybe by a miyata makbid, which in itself is only dinner abundance, when it comes to Beis HaStarim, maybe it shouldn't be Machmir. But we know for sure that's not the case. If you have a Mira Machmir, even in Beis HaStarim, it's Machmir. That's the din of Rebbe. Shiv Chosesh al Rebbe. That she came up with an Etam and they made her go back. It's Machmir, even though it's only a Miat, and it's in a Beis HaStarim. Elamai Mir in a Beis HaStarim, that Zikr is going to be Machmir with the Yevet. Not only that, it's supposed to be Chaytis Yashinayim, Nechatchila, and not only that, you're not even supposed to eat meat on the day. The meaning is not to eat meat. Same way that the meaning is not to be oisik in batzek, in dough, and wax, and things that are sticky. So you shouldn't get be oisik in things that are lechatchila, as the Taz says, but v'diyevet, or on Shabbos, so that if you eat meat and chicken, lechatchila, you should not eat these things. Chashash, they're going to get stuck inside. Amela lechur, bepashas, this case, she's makbid on it. It bothered her. for the last 10 years, this little piece of cement is bothering her in her teeth, stuck onto her teeth. L'chor it's a mina makbid, even though it's in a bit of turn, it's ma'akiv, she has to go back for the tefillah. However, maybe we can say as follows. Rashi says, in Sukkot, what's the reason that miyat she'ena makbid, a'ena makbid is not chaitzitz, and makbid is chaitzitz? Because when you're not makbid, then it's bottled to the goof. And if you are makbid, then it's not bottled to the goof. So if it's bottled to the goof, it's because the water is getting on your goof. If you are makbid, then you're going to take it off. So how could you say that it's bottled to the goof? You're planning on taking it off, you're makbid. So therefore, the water that's getting onto this thing, this is something which is being chaitzitz, and the water which is going onto the chatzitz is not on your goof. Because you're planning on taking it off, it's not bottled to the goof. Now let's say I have something on my goof, which I'm makbid on, but I'm never planning on taking it off. Or I'm not planning on taking it off for 5 years, or 10 years. After I'm planning on taking it off. That's also considered forever. If a woman makes a nether, I hate this thing on my goof, but I'm not going to take it off. Nether al dasrav m'shein le'afara. So she's not planning on taking it off. L'chur, it comes bottle to the goof. The nikud is not so much makbid and inner makbid as it is that it becomes bottle to the goof. Just if you're makbid, then you're going to take it off. It can't become bottle to the goof. If you're not makbid, then it's going to become bottle to the goof. So if I have a case that I'm makbid, but I'm never going to take it off, and maybe the reason why I'm not going to take it off is because it's a toif, then I'm not going to take it off. I thought that it was my tooth, and really, it's cemented that's on my tooth. Nevertheless, since Lamaisa, I thought that I'm never going to take it off, until I go to the dentist, save enough money, and go to the dentist, and get my tooth extracted, and put in a new tooth, which is after who knows how many years. Meila l'chur, in such a case, in a chanami, even though she was makbid on it, l'chur became batal to the goof. And with the Eved would be Mako, that she wouldn't have to go back. I heard that Praiskim or Lamaisa Choylik in what to do, but maybe it was a Makam Latadi Lakula.